My story poem by Sue Elson. It happened one day, the big thing that changed my life. It created a narrative that has run absolutely rife. In hindsight, I can see it wasn't how my life was meant to be. So I relive that moment frequently, quietly suffocating so slowly. I think about how it ruined my chances and stopped me from future advances, how it kept me playing oh so small, just expecting there to be another fall. Then one day I watched a video online about a guy who had a story just like mine, of a moment in time that defined his life, like the pain of a cut from a very blunt knife. My heart ached and the tears welled. How on earth could I counter my years of hell? I could see that I had to find a way to radically accept I was still okay. Now how do I find a way to settle my mind, to rewrite the story so carefully scripted, to let go and freefall without that prescription? As I uncover what I've lost, I can also see what I've found. As I reflect on my life, I start to hear a new sound. The heartbeat within of survival, of strength, of faith, of love. There is no need to lament. It is what happened, it happened to me, but life is a story of how to be. It doesn't automatically have a beginning, middle, and end. It starts, it stops, it changes again. So as I start to realize my story of old, I will carry my heart in a gentle hold. For the sweetness within is pure and forgiving. My mind will catch up, and I will really start living. As the sun rises each and every day, I will think about my future and how I want to be, and I will let go of those stories and truly be me.